Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Hey there, welcome on in. It is a brand new year, a brand new shiny year. It's 2024. And I am here to talk to you today about what not to do as a corporate woman in 2024. Hi there, my name is Rebecca Allen. I work with corporate women who are dissatisfied with their careers. Maybe you're wanting a leadership role and to get out of the grind of operational work. That's a really common challenge a lot of my clients have. Perhaps you want people to start seeking you out for your opinion and advice and be seen as that trusted advisor, that thought leader in the business. Perhaps you've been overlooked for promotion before and you are just, quite frankly, over it. And I hear you. And I work only with corporate women. And as a result, I have the privilege every single day of working with my clients, either one-to-one or in our Diamond and Ruby groups. Now, I get to see women transform, which is why I absolutely love what I do for a living. I get to see women transform how they see themselves. I get to see women recognize their value and talk about that value with complete confidence. I get to see women gain the support and sponsorship that can absolutely transform a career. I get to see women ask for the pay and the opportunities that they really, really want. And I get to see women also become happier, more content, more confident, which doesn't just transform things at work, but at home too. And I think that is so critical. I know through the work that I do with these women that they're inspiring other women to do the same, as well as the next generation of girls too. And that is pretty cool. And that is why I love coming to work to do what I do. And look, if you want that help in your career, if you're looking for that kind of support, then you can visit our website, illuminategrowth.com.au, or you can download one of my free tools, The 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted. Just go to rebeccasfreegift.com and you'll get hold of that incredible download full of 7 strategies to help you get promoted and push forwards in your career. But so to today. Today is a big one, right? I'm sharing those 3 things that I absolutely want you to avoid doing this year in 2024. And I'm also going to throw in a 4th idea, a smoking gun, if you like, at the very, very end that I feel quite passionately about. So it's really 4 strategies, if you like, of what not to do in 2024. But there you go. 3 always sounds good. We love those sort of odd-numbered lists, don't we? So here we go. Let's get started. I'm going to start with a big one. And I started with this one last year because it's still absolutely true, but I'm going to be talking about it slightly differently. So number one is this idea of do not internalize discrimination. This is something we must not do. What am I talking about? Do not internalize discrimination. So we all know the corporate world is absolutely awash with gender discrimination. And I don't know about you, but what I would love to see is I would love to see CEOs and C-level executives out there publicly declaring what they're actually doing to address minority imbalances in the workplace. I would love there to be some sort of charter where they come out, maybe on International Women's Day, but to be honest, I don't want it just to be on International Women's Day. I want it to be every day. I want us to be talking about this topic all the time. What are we doing practically? What are the implementations that have happened? What are the policies in place? How is this kind of behavior being rewarded? What are we doing to actually address these imbalances? And it needs to be these people in positions of power and influence who do it, because women do it all day long. But, you know, we're talking to the converted, aren't we? I say that a lot. We're talking to the converted when we talk women to women about the challenges we're having. We need those people in positions of power and influence to call it out publicly. And then more likely it will be that we can collectively challenge these norms. The problem is, is that behavior has been normalized. The discrimination has been normalized. It's just part of working life, unless it gets challenged by those people with that power and influence to do it. Discrimination absolutely exists. It exists about gender. It exists about women's capability, race, sexuality, and a range of other attributes too, of course. And it's so easy to fall into the trap of listening to those statements designed to limit you. That is what discrimination is about. It's about creating statements that are designed to limit you, that spoken enough, but they become normal, they become normalized, and they sort of become reality. And you can't see me, but I'm doing the reality sort of quotes around it, because it's not reality. Of course it's not reality, but it's become the reality that we're living in. And we don't want to accept that discrimination as the truth, because it's not the truth, okay? For example, let me think about some ways in which that discrimination can happen, and how I just don't want you to internalize that and take that on as your actual reality, or to believe that that's the way it should be, or to believe that that's the truth for you, because it's about identifying it as discrimination and pushing back on it. That's what I really want us to get into the habit of doing. So look, maybe this is a good example. Maybe you haven't heard about an internal promotional opportunity whilst other people were informed. Okay, that's quite a common challenge. You know, the boys club concept, where information gets passed along the wires of that internal group and it's not shared outside of that group, for example. So you might suddenly become aware that somebody's been promoted into a role you didn't even know existed. You weren't even allowed to apply for in the first place. That is discrimination, okay? And I don't want you to blame yourself in that situation. Blame the discriminatory system that exists around you. Call it out. We have to actually make it people aware that that's discrimination if you're not being given that equal opportunity. Another one that can exist, and it's not the only reason, but it can exist, is you might be overlooked, you know, after grafting really, really hard for maybe a promotion or a new opportunity or a new kind of project that you could work on that could build your profile. The important thing is that you don't start doubting your ability. And don't start saying, well, it's obviously because I'm not experienced enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I haven't done enough, or whatever it is, right? A lot of the time, those situations happen because of the system that you're operating in. And I don't want you to get stuck in this world of doubting your ability. Your ability is just fine, okay? Start questioning the system that's around you, that's operating around you. Women are not less talented. They're not less intelligent. They're not less impactful leaders. And in fact, if anything, we're actually scoring better on all of those measures. Women are still graduating in their droves from university. And research has also shown that women with that balance tend to be better leaders. So don't believe the hype that's designed to keep you small. Don't internalize the discrimination and believe that it's truth. Bat it back. Get objective. Get support around you. And make sure that you don't take that on and let it become part of your identity, because it's really not. And the more that we do that, and the more that we recognize that something's happening that wasn't fair, that was unjust, that was actually discriminatory, the better. But we also have to talk about it, and we also have to challenge it, right? And have those conversations at work. So my second point, my second what not to do in 2024 is don't be too loyal. Which might make you laugh. I talked recently about loyalty bias on this podcast. It was episode 111. I remember that because it was 111. And I talked about this then because it's such an important topic that we understand, this concept of loyalty bias, where it doesn't matter what you do, there's an assumption that you'll remain loyal to a company even if you get constantly pushed back for promotion, you constantly get rejected, you'll still remain loyal. You're not going to leave. You're not going to be a flight risk. You're just going to stay put. That is the concept of loyalty bias. And that idea of overly loyal can actually do you a massive disservice if it's something that you do. Because there is some truth in that. I know some clients have said that to me. You know, I've actually put up with this for too long. That's loyalty. That's actually what's happening. But they also assume that that's what you're going to do. That's what loyalty bias is all about, right? So loyalty can result in you essentially being too nice because you've been told to be a good girl as growing up, and you've been told to be loyal, and you're told to be honest and just and all those things. But it might mean that you can accept a mediocre role or a mediocre contract without pushing back on that because your loyalty to the firm is so good. Loyalty can result in you being walked over. It can result in you being overlooked. And I'd love you to think about loyalty this way. You know, there's a loyalty to your company and there's also a loyalty to yourself. And you've got to ask where the balance lies. Where do you draw the line? Where is it okay for, you know, those two things to come into conflict with one another? Sometimes that balance shifts and you prioritize the loyalty to the company, and knowing by doing that, you're actually doing yourself somehow a disservice. You're damaging maybe your own options or devaluing yourself somehow. That's where I want you to become really consciously aware. And that's what I don't want you to do this year. In every decision you make professionally this year, I'd like you to ask yourself, is this decision in my best interests? Forget the company for a minute. What's in my best interests? That's it. That's the question I want you to ask. Is this in my best interests? And see if that means you push back more than you would normally. My third what not to do in 2024, don't play small. Okay, you're here for a reason. You've been employed for a reason. You've been employed to do a job. And when you play small and when you doubt yourself and when you question whether or not you're ready yet or worthy yet or whatever else yet that comes up for you, ask yourself this question. I have been employed for a reason. They need my expertise. They actually want to hear from me. They're paying me to hear from me. So what am I doing playing small? We need your insights and experience. We need to learn from you. We need your leadership. And have you ever thought that maybe you were put on this planet, in this company, for a reason? Maybe you're here to deliver something really quite phenomenal. And I'd love you to think like that. I'd love you to think bigger. I'd love you to think much, much bigger. Because playing small cripples not only your career, but it also ultimately cripples companies. Companies need your expertise. They need to be competitive. They need you to shine so that the company will also shine. Play big instead. Be your own authority. Step into your own light because you've got nothing to lose by doing that and everything to gain. And now, listen up because I'm going to be sharing my smoking gun content, which is something I feel really passionate about and really strongly about. So you could call this like the fourth tip if you like. But it's this idea, and I just want to share this because it's so, so unbelievably important what not to do in 2024. Listen, if you are a leader, and perhaps especially if you're a woman leader, it is in everyone's best interests for you to support women coming through the ranks. Don't make it difficult for aspiring women leaders to do their jobs and to make it and to shine in their roles. Goodness knows the world needs more women leaders and women need to support other women, period. That's it. There is too much of this competition that goes on. There's too much of this unhelpful behavior, snidey behavior that goes on. And of course, that's not every woman leader out there. Of course not. There are plenty of women leaders out there who are absolutely mentoring the next generation of future leaders. But we all need to do it. Women need to support women. And it's so incredibly powerful when we do that. We also need those allies in our male counterparts, in the male leaders around us. Of course we do. But I really want to urge any woman leader out there who has women in her team or wants to bring women into her team, do it. Make it happen. Make this a reality in 2024 because we need more and more women showing more and more women the way to go and how we can do this and how we can break these barriers and how we can challenge the discrimination around us and how we can show up authentically without having to compromise ourselves in any way. It is about shining in our own light and giving the world what we can absolutely give on our own terms and in our own authentic way. That is the absolute key to success. I hope you have absolutely loved my list of what not to do in 2024. Forward it round. Send it to your friends. Send it to your colleagues. I would love this to start a discussion. I do this list every single year. It changes slightly every year, sometimes dramatically. But I would love you to share this around and get people talking about the ideas enclosed in this episode. If you're looking for support in your career this year, you need look no further than Illuminate Personal Growth. And we're working with me. I am so passionate about helping women leaders progress in their careers. The best starting point is to download a free download from our website. You can just go to rebeccasfreegift.com and you'll get hold of the 7 habits of female execs who get promoted. It is our most popular download and it is crammed with sizzling strategies to help you build your executive profile within your company and get ahead in your career. So go to rebeccasfreegift.com for the 7 habits of female execs who get promoted and I will see you again. Really, really soon.